This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. The New York Jets snapped a three-game skid by making big plays on defense and harassing Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor all night in a 34-21 win over Buffalo. On Sunday, the Los Angeles Rams will take on the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium at 1 p.m. The New England Patriots have a bye week. Meanwhile, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck will be placed on injured reserve. Luck was shut down 3 weeks ago after complaining of soreness in his surgically repaired throwing shoulder. Lawyers for the NFL say Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has no chance of success with his latest attempt to delay a six-game suspension. The lawyers made the argument Thursday in papers submitted to the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The court is considering whether to weigh in on Elliott's suspension for domestic violence allegations. Two people familiar with the situation tell the Associated Press that Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson sustained a season-ending knee injury in practice yesterday. In the NHL, the New York Rangers beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1. The Washington Capitals beat the New York Islanders 4-3. The Buffalo Sabres held off the Arizona Coyotes 5-4. And the Boston Bruins beat the Vegas Golden Knights 2-1. In the NBA, Boston Celtics forward Gordon Hayward is working his way back from a horrific leg injury. The star forward has no timetable for his return, although he'll likely miss the season. The celebration for the Houston Astros continues today with a 2 p.m. victory parade through downtown Houston. Meanwhile, police say the home of Los Angeles Dodgers star Yasiel Puig was burglarized while his team was losing the World Series. The Boston Red Sox have hired Tony La Russa to serve as a vice president and a special assistant on its baseball operations staff. Officials at a Massachusetts college are investigating after students said a female soccer player attended an on-campus Halloween party with darkened skin to portray a character from the movie White Chicks. A Wheaton College spokesman called the costume offensive and racist. In the AHL, the Springfield Thunderbirds will honor hockey legend Willie O'Ree tonight. O'Ree is the first black player in NHL and AHL history and debuted with the Springfield Indians in 1957. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.